Welcome back to the Middling Manager Hub podcast. I'm your host, Steve Westover, and today we're diving into one of the toughest aspects of management, addressing sensitive issues with employees. Whether it's personal hygiene problems, disruptive behaviors, or inappropriate workplace relationships, these conversations are never easy, but they're crucial for maintaining a healthy work environment and ensuring everyone feels respected and valued. So we're going to talk about it. Grab your headphones, find a comfy seat, and let's get going. It falls on the manager's shoulders to have sensitive conversations with staff for several reasons. Firstly, managers are responsible for maintaining a productive and harmonious work environment. Addressing sensitive issues ensures that everyone feels respected and valued, fostering a positive workplace culture. Secondly, managers are often in the best position to observe and address problematic behaviors or situations as they arise. They have direct oversight of their team members and can intervene before issues escalate. Additionally, managers are entrusted with upholding company policies and standards. When sensitive issues arise, it's their role to ensure that employees are aware of expectations and consequences. By addressing problems promptly and directly, managers uphold accountability and maintain an organizational integrity. However, there are circumstances where it might not be appropriate for a manager to handle sensitive conversations alone. For example, if the issue involves potential legal ramifications or requires specialized expertise, such as mental health concerns, it may be more appropriate to involve human resources or seek external support. Additionally, if the manager has a personal or professional relationship with the employee that could compromise objectivity, it might be advisable to involve a neutral third party. Ultimately, while it's typically the manager's responsibility to address sensitive issues, it's essential to approach each situation thoughtfully and consider the best course of action for all parties involved. Let's jump into our 7 tips for handling these delicate situations with finesse. First up, be proactive. Ignoring the problem won't make it disappear. Addressing it promptly prevents it from escalating and maintains a positive workplace culture. Second, be prepared. Have your talking points ready and back them up with documented incidents. Anticipate different reactions and plan your responses accordingly. It's essential to approach the conversation with clarity and with confidence. Third, be discreet. Avoid calling out individuals in group settings. Instead, opt for private, one-on-one discussions. This approach respects everyone's privacy and prevents unnecessary embarrassment. And it should go without saying, but never gossip about employees with other employees. Fourth, it's super important to be empathetic. Show genuine concern for the employee's well-being. Acknowledge the difficulty of the conversation and focus on the behavior, not the person. Maintaining dignity is key to fostering a supportive atmosphere. Fifth, sometimes employees may need more than just a conversation, and that's where being helpful really comes in. Offer support resources like employee assistance programs, therapy options, or mentorship opportunities. Providing solutions demonstrates your commitment to their success, both personally and professionally. Sixth, of course, it's crucial to be compliant. Familiarize yourself with legal requirements and avoid discriminatory remarks or actions. Stay on the right side of the law while addressing sensitive issues. And seventh, be diligent. Follow up on your conversations with accountability and support. Schedule a follow-up meeting to check on progress and offer assistance if needed. Recognize and appreciate any improvements, fostering a culture of continuous growth and development. Remember, handling sensitive HR issues is challenging, but it's a vital aspect of effective leadership. By approaching these conversations with tact and empathy and purpose, you contribute to a workplace where everyone can thrive. Let's dig a little bit deeper into the importance of being proactive and prepared, using a real-world example. Imagine you're a manager at a marketing agency and one of your team members, let's call her Sarah, has been consistently missing project deadlines. You've noticed this pattern over the past few weeks, and it's starting to affect the team's overall productivity and morale. Ignoring the issue or hoping it will resolve itself could lead to missed client expectations, decrease team morale, and ultimately damage the agency's reputation. Being proactive means addressing the problem head-on before it spirals out of control. Instead of turning a blind eye, you schedule a meeting with Sarah to discuss her performance. By taking action promptly, you demonstrate your commitment to maintaining a positive workplace culture where accountability is valued. Now let's talk about being prepared. Before meeting with Sarah, you gather concrete examples of missed deadlines and their impact on project timelines. You also review any relevant policies or performance expectations outlined in the employee handbook. Having this documentation not only strengthens your case, but also provides clarity and credibility during the conversation. During the meeting, you anticipate that Sarah may react defensively or offer excuses for her behavior. By preparing for different reactions, you're better equipped to navigate the conversations with empathy and professionalism. You listen to Sarah's perspective, acknowledge her challenges, but also reiterate the importance of meeting deadlines for the team's success. Approaching the conversation with clarity and confidence reinforces your authority as a manager while also showing respect for Sarah's perspective. You communicate expectations clearly, offer support where needed, and outline consequences if performance doesn't improve. This proactive and prepared approach not only addresses the immediate issues, but also sets a precedent for open communication and accountability within the team. Being proactive and prepared is crucial for addressing sensitive issues in the workplace. By taking prompt action and approaching conversations with clarity and confidence, managers can mitigate problems before they escalate and maintain a positive and productive work environment. Next, let's explore the importance of being discreet and empathetic with a real-world example involving an employee's poor hygiene and its impact on the team. Imagine you're a manager in a busy office, and several team members have started expressing discomfort about a colleague's persistent body odor. It's a sensitive issue that needs to be addressed promptly and with care to maintain a positive work environment. This approach respects the employee's privacy and prevents unnecessary embarrassment in front of their peers. It also allows for a more candid and constructive conversation about the issue at hand. During the discussion, it's essential to approach the employee with empathy. You begin by expressing genuine concern for their well-being and acknowledging the difficulty of the conversation. You emphasize that your goal is to address the behavior, not criticize the person. By focusing on the impact of the poor hygiene on the team dynamics and productivity, you help them understand the importance of addressing the issue. For instance, you might say something like, "I've noticed that there have been some concerns raised by your colleagues about your personal hygiene, and I wanted to discuss this with you in private. I understand that this might be a sensitive topic, but it's important for the well-being of the team and our work environment." By showing empathy and concern, you create an atmosphere that's supportive, where the employee feels respected and understood. You offer assistance and resources such as access to company wellness programs or suggestions for personal care products to help them improve their hygiene habits. Throughout the conversation, you maintain the employee's dignity by focusing on their behavior rather than making personal judgments. This approach fosters a sense of trust and openness, encouraging the employee to take proactive steps and address the issue. Being discreet and empathetic is crucial when addressing sensitive personal issues like poor hygiene in the workplace. By conducting private discussions and showing genuine concern for the employee's well-being, managers can maintain a supportive work environment while effectively addressing the issue at hand. Let's explore the importance of being helpful and compliant with a real-world example involving an employee when they visit the workplace. Imagine you're a manager in a corporate setting, and you've received complaints from several team members about the behavior of one employee's friends who frequently visit the office. These visitors disrupt the work environment, engage in inappropriate conversations, and sometimes even make others uncomfortable. First, being helpful means offering support and resources to address the underlying issue. In this case, it's clear that the employee may need assistance in setting boundaries with their friends or family. You schedule a private meeting with the employee to discuss the situation and offer guidance on how to handle it effectively. During the conversation, you express understanding and empathy for the employee's situation. You acknowledge that navigating relationships with friends or family in a professional setting can be challenging, but emphasize that the importance of maintaining a respectful work environment for everyone is important. For instance, you might suggest setting clear expectations with their visitors before they arrive, such as appropriate behavior and boundaries. Additionally, you offer to connect the employees with resources like employee assistance programs or counseling services if they need support in managing personal relationships. By providing practical solutions and support, you demonstrate your commitment to the employee's success both personally and professionally. You show that you're invested in helping them address the issue in a constructive manner while also maintaining a positive workplace culture. Now, let's talk about being compliant. As a manager, it's important to familiarize yourself with legal requirements and ensure that your actions align with company policies and regulations. When addressing sensitive issues like inappropriate behavior in the workplace, it's crucial to avoid discriminatory remarks or actions that could violate employees' rights. In this example, it's important to approach the situation with sensitivity and respect for the employee's privacy. While addressing the issue, you ensure that your actions are in line with company policies and legal requirements, such as maintaining confidentiality and avoiding discriminatory language or actions. By staying compliant, you mitigate the risk of legal liabilities and maintain trust and respect within the workplace. You demonstrate integrity and professionalism in handling sensitive issues while upholding the rights and well-being of all employees. Being helpful and compliant are essential aspects of addressing sensitive issues in the workplace. By offering support and resources to employees facing challenges and ensuring compliance with legal requirements, managers can effectively navigate delicate situations while fostering a positive and respectful work environment. Let's explore the final concept of being diligent in addressing sensitive workplace issues with a real-world example. Imagine you're a manager at a retail store and you've recently had a conversation with one of your employees regarding her consistently negative attitude towards customers. During the conversation, you discuss the importance of providing excellent customer service and how her behavior was impacting the team and the store's reputation. After the initial conversation, it's essential to follow up with diligence to ensure that the issue is effectively addressed and that this employee feels supported in making positive changes. Here's how you can demonstrate diligence in this scenario. 1. Schedule a follow-up meeting. Shortly after the initial conversation, schedule a follow-up meeting to check on the progress. This shows that you're invested in improvement and accountability. 2. Check on the progress. During the follow-up meeting, inquire about any steps the employee has taken to improve the attitude and customer interactions since the last discussion. Listen attentively to feedback and concerns and offer guidance or additional support where needed. 3. Offer assistance if needed. If the employee is still struggling to make improvements, offer assistance or resources to help her address the underlying issues. This could involve additional training, coaching sessions, or access to employee assistance programs for personal support. And 4, recognize and appreciate the improvements. If the employee has shown improvement in the behavior, acknowledge and appreciate the efforts. Recognizing progress fosters a culture of continuous growth and development, motivating the employee to sustain positive changes. By following up diligently, you demonstrate your commitment to supporting the employee in professional development and ensuring a positive work environment for the entire team. Your proactive approach helps address the sensitive issue effectively while fostering a culture of accountability and continuous improvement within the organization. Being diligent in addressing sensitive workplace issues involves proactive follow-up, accountability, and support. By scheduling follow-up meetings, checking on progress, offering assistance if needed, and recognizing improvements, managers can effectively address issues while promoting a culture of growth and development in the workplace. There are several sensitive issues in the workplace where it may be best to involve a third party or HR assistance when addressing them with an employee. Here are just a few examples. 1. Mental health concerns. If an employee is exhibiting signs of significant mental health issues such as severe anxiety, depression, or suicidal ideation, it's essential to involve HR or a mental health professional. These issues require specialized expertise and support beyond the scope of a manager's role. HR can provide guidance on accessing resources such as employee assistance programs or connecting the employee with mental health professionals for appropriate treatment and support. 2. Harassment or discrimination. If an employee reports harassment, discrimination, or other misconduct in the workplace, it's super important to involve HR immediately. These issues are sensitive and may have legal implications, so HR professionals are trained to handle investigations, ensure compliance with company policies and legal requirements, and provide support to both the affected employee and the accused. 3. Domestic violence or abuse. It's essential to handle the situation with care and sensitivity. HR can provide support and resources such as access to counseling services, referrals to domestic violence shelters, and assistance in developing safety plans. And confidentiality are prioritized while addressing any workplace accommodations that may be needed. 4. Substance abuse or addiction. If an employee's performance is significantly impacted by substance abuse or addiction, it may be best to involve HR or a substance abuse professional. These issues require specialized interventions, such as referrals to addiction treatment programs, support groups, or counseling services. HR can also help navigate legal and policy considerations related to substance abuse in the workplace. And 5, personal relationship conflicts. If a sensitive issue arises between employees due to personal relationships, such as conflicts between spouses or partners who work together, it may be best to involve HR to ensure a fair and impartial resolution. HR professionals can provide mediation services, facilitate communication between the parties involved, and help establish boundaries to maintain a professional work environment. When addressing sensitive personal issues with an employee, it's important to consider the complexity and potential legal implications of the situation. In cases where specialized expertise or support is needed, involving HR or a third party can ensure that the issue is handled effectively, confidentially, and with sensitivity to the needs of all parties involved. In conclusion, addressing sensitive personal issues in the workplace requires careful consideration, empathy, and a commitment to maintaining a positive and supportive environment for all employees. By following proactive approaches, being prepared, and handling discussions discreetly and empathetically, managers can effectively navigate challenging situations while upholding the dignity and well-being of their team members. Furthermore, offering assistance, being compliant with legal requirements, and demonstrating diligence through follow-up and support are essential components of addressing sensitive issues with professionalism and integrity. In cases where specialized expertise or support is needed, involving HR or a third-party professional ensures that the issue is handled appropriately and confidentially. Ultimately, by approaching sensitive issues with sensitivity and care, managers can contribute to a workplace culture that values open communication, mutual respect, and continuous growth and development. This fosters a supportive environment where employees feel empowered to address challenges and thrive both personally and professionally. Thank you for joining us on this journey through the complexities of addressing sensitive issues in the workplace. I hope you've gained valuable insights and strategies for navigating the challenging conversations with empathy, professionalism, and effectiveness. Remember, as managers, your role in creating a positive work environment extends beyond day-to-day tasks. By proactively addressing sensitive issues, offering support and resources, and ensuring compliance with legal requirements, you contribute to a workplace culture that prioritizes respect, dignity, and growth for all employees. As you continue your leadership journey, I encourage you to embrace these principles and approach sensitive issues with care and diligence. Together, we can foster workplaces where every individual feels valued, supported, and empowered to succeed. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to exploring more topics together on the Middling Manager Hub podcast. Until next time, continue leading with purpose, empathy, and a commitment to the empowered workforce of tomorrow.